time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Kaawa County basketball on the road tonight. The Tigers will open up the season. Finally, after being snowed out earlier this week, the Tigers will play at Heritage Christian Academy tonight. That's varsity only at 6 o'clock, so keep that in mind if you're headed over there. Tomorrow night, both teams will play at the Cab. The Tigers and Lady Tigers will host Webster County, a girls and boys doubleheader. No radio broadcast tonight, but we will have complete coverage later over at yoursportsedge.com. And we will have both games on the air Friday night, again, when Caldwell hosts Webster County out at the Cab for a varsity doubleheader, girls and boys. Coming up this morning here on the Sideline Report, we're going to talk with Caldwell County grad, a former Caldwell County Tiger, Fonzo White. He's at Taylor High School in Kokomo, Indiana. We'll catch up with Fonzo. Also, a little bit later on this morning, the newest WPKY sportscaster, Steve Kukihiko, will be with us. So stay with us as we continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Case IH Farm All Tractors set the standard for value-packed, rugged equipment that works just as hard as you do. For a limited time, take advantage of exclusive savings on select new Case IH Farm All Series tractors. Choose no money down, no interest, no payments for up to 84 months on select tractors. Case IH Farm All Utility Tractors deliver the power and flexibility to knock out chores and keep going.
Availability and terms may vary. Check our website or local store for complete details and description.
Stop by H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville. Hurry, this exclusive savings offer ends December 31st, 2025.
Ever have one of those medical questions you're too embarrassed to ask?
I got a tick bite in the worst place possible. I heard if you put Vaseline on it, it'll just back itself out. Is that true?
Community Medical Clinic will join Coffee Talk to spill the beans.
Is hair of the dog really good for a hangover?
Text your questions at 270-963-9038.
How many ibuprofen is too many ibuprofen?
Listen Middle Mondays at 8:15. You might just hear your answer.
Is that normal?
I mean, honestly.
Is that true?
Spill the beans. Only on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning here at WPKY. We're going to start off the Sideline Report this morning with a former Caldwell County Tiger, Caldwell County grad, now the boys' head basketball coach at Taylor High School in Kokomo, Indiana. Fonzo White joins us this morning on the phone. Fonzo, good morning, and how are things there in Indiana this morning?
Good morning, Ty. Thank you guys for having me on. We got a freezy morning here. I mean, the temperatures are low just like everywhere else. Started a week off 2-hour delay, and we'd then missed the day on Tuesday with a full day that we have to make up later on in the year. Then we came full day yesterday and a full day today, but other than that, just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, we had about an inch of snow here in Caldwell County earlier this week. cost us our season opening boys basketball game. Had to postpone the season opener until tonight over at Heritage Christian Academy in Hopkinsville. Girls did get to play here on Tuesday. How has the weather kind of affected your basketball practice?
Well, just other than us missing the one practice on Tuesday, that's about it. We had our season opener last Wednesday before Thanksgiving against Frankton, which will be a sectional opponent later on. But other than that, we're scheduled to play Friday night, tomorrow night at Northfield. So we got to drive about an hour north to get to Northfield, and we'll play our game tomorrow night there.
Okay, tell us about the school you're at now, and how did you end up there?
So I'm at Taylor High School, which is one of the five high schools in the Kokomo area. Just got here by, I built a relationship back when I first started out coaching at Clinton Central with the guy that was the AD at the time, Steve Deshaun. He's now the superintendent of Taylor Kokomo Corporation, School Corporation. And him and I talked back in April about different things and different scenarios that was going on at the time. And, you know, lo and behold, he brought me up and introduced me to the principal, Mr. Gleason. And, you know, I fell in love with, you know, just the whole administration. And I knew from afar, from when I played Taylor High School, that it was a great place to be. And just the facilities here are uncomparable to anywhere else. You know, the opportunity to come be at a school like this with a great administration and great facilities, you know, it means a lot to a guy when, you know, in a transient business as coaching that we're in.
Yeah, you've had several stops around the Indiana area. I hope the commute for you is not like it was back when you were at Bishop Luers.
No. I mean, just like I moved to the Kokomo area. I live downtown Kokomo.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I'm about 25 minutes from my son and my daughter now in Westfield, so they're 25 minutes south of me. So it's not a bad commute. I mean, it takes me about 10 minutes to get to work on a good day.
Yeah, that's good. What class are you guys in? And you know, kind of tell us, Indiana's got class basketball.
So again, Indiana is a four-class system. At my last school down south, I was in a 4A, which is the largest of all schools. And now I'm in a 2A class, which, you know, is not a bad class. You're kind of in the middle. But, you know, I think 2A has some of the better teams in the state as far as if you're looking at class basketball. I think a lot of people will be impressed with 2A basketball. We're a school size of about 600 to 700 students. And, you know, again, I have access to my middle school and my high school players throughout a school day, which is a great thing for me. But, you know, just as class basketball, with us being 2A, it really doesn't matter because we'll still play the 3As. I think we got about seven 3A teams on our schedule. And then, you know, we try to play the big Kokomo school in the area, 4A school that's in the area, but we couldn't get that to work out. But other than that, we should be strong enough to make a good run in 2A.
Yeah, what's the general thoughts there among Indiana fans about classification? Because Indiana's had classes for a little while now, and, you know, there's a lot of people in Kentucky that don't ever want classes, and then there's other people that think there should be. So what's kind of the general thought among Indiana high school basketball fans about the classes?
I mean, I think there's a lot of coaches that are okay with it the way it is. And, you know, the Indiana High School Association, you know, I think they like, you know, having a balance of the way things are, you know, where, you know, you can crown four champions in a day for Indiana basketball. We crown six champions for football. And, you know, I think a lot of people like that because you give those schools that are in those smaller pockets that opportunity to get their communities involved and get everyone rolling in the right direction and, you know, on the same page to have something to cheer for. And, you know, I think, you know, if you had a school that has 100 students in it that's just starting out, they're not going to compete with Carmel, which has 5,000-something students
right
in it.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of students. Well, tell me there at Taylor, what's your feel on your team this year? How good are you guys going to be?
Well, we started off, I kind of have high expectations for them. We started off strong in our first game. We end up dropping it by 7 points. But, you know, again, I told the guys in the locker room that, you know, you don't win your season on the first game. And at the end of the day, we got some lessons that we learned. You know, we know that if we just don't miss 25 layups, that we can put 50 more points on the board. And, you know, we know that we got to trust each other and believe in what each other's capable of doing on the floor and just know what our teammates are all about when we get out there on the floor. And, you know who your best screener is, know who your best shooters are, know who your best communicator is, and you follow that leadership, which is going to make you stronger down the road. So, again, moving into tomorrow's game, We're looking forward to that. We've been preparing for Northfield, which we should be okay tomorrow, I say. But, you know, it's all about preparation and just making sure you can execute the things that you want to execute and not so much worry about what the opposition is going to do.
Yeah, one of the interesting differences, I think, between Kentucky high school basketball and Indiana high school basketball is I think you guys start just a little bit earlier, and I don't think you guys can play as many games as Kentucky teams can. I think the limitation for basketball teams in Kentucky is now 30, which seems like a lot to me, but you guys don't have quite as many games, right?
No, we can only play like 20 games. We can play 20 games, and then you can play a tournament, or you can play less games and multiple tournaments. Just depend on as long as you filter in that 22 minimum of what you're allowed to play.
Well, you know, one of these days we need to get you back here at Caldwell County and bring your team in and play.
Well, it would have been really nice this year with the team that I have this year. I think after this year we'll lose some high-caliber kids in Javion Harris and Dre McClatchy. Both of those kids will go over 1,000 points for us this season. And then we have another kid in the junior class in Keyshawn Galloway that will probably go over the 1,000 mark next season. So, you know, really strong team, 4 out of 5 starters back. One starter moved towards the Evansville area. So I would have had all five starters back. But, again, you know, we have a really nice team. The guys love each other, love hanging out with each other. You know, sometimes it's hard to get them out of the gym. Sometimes it's hard to get them out of the locker room.
Now, there in Indiana, you guys do not play with a shot clock. Is that right? Kentucky's
Yes,
Kentucky's actually approved it for the 2027-28 season. So that gives everybody a little time to kind of work up to the shot clock, get the shot clocks installed, and find people to run them and those kind of things. I noticed there's 31 states now that either have a shot clock or have approved a shot clock. I don't think Indiana's on that list yet. What's kind of your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, as they told me, Indiana will never get a shot clock. I mean, they just like the balance. A lot of the coaches and the principals and the athletic directors, you know, they like that balance of that, you know, let people strategize that way versus having to strategize against the clock. Plus, you know, with the cost that comes into play, you got one more person at the scores table looking at it from an admin standpoint of AD. You got one more person at the scores table that you got to train to do something and have at that table, which causes a crowd, you know, and you don't want that many people at the scores table if you don't need them.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is the schools in Kentucky actually voted not to have a shot clock, but it was the governing board that finally said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do this. We're going to plan it down the road. And honestly, at some point, I think the National Federation may just step in and say, hey, everybody needs to play with the same shot clock.
Well, that would be nice to a certain extent, but like I said, I think our Indiana governing board they're not going to do it. And you know, one of them that I talked to, you know, he was very, you know, he just likes it to be the same way it is right now. And you know, as changes go, there's 45 states that have high school NIL deals in place,
right?
And you know, hey, we're one of those states that we're one of the 5 states that's not in it yet, but. The more and more as high school athletes get to a point of where they can produce and they can do things well on the floor and they show good signs of character, the more market value they're going to add to themselves. And so I think we'll eventually have to, you know, we have to agree to with every other state and eventually get Indiana NIL deals in place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. And, you know, you start talking about rule changes. I'm so old, I can remember when the only league that had a shot clock or a 3-point line was the NBA, and I'm still convinced that, you know, I don't think college has to be like the NBA. I don't think high school has to be like college. I think they can each be their own brand of basketball, their own style of basketball, but it just seems like anymore we're trying to make high school basketball be more like college and college be more like the NBA, and I don't know, maybe everybody will play the international game at some point. I'm not sure where we're headed, though.
Well, I think it's just fun, you know, and it gives everyone an opportunity to work with what they have to their skill level and prepare their teams to what the teams are capable of doing, you know, without the shot clock. And, you know, I'm kind of on the fence both ways, you know. I don't like to get in games and it's a stalemate, you know, where guys are like holding the ball or going 20 passes and all that stuff. I like to get out and run and have the guys play in a flow offense and just get out and show their athleticism and their ability to go play.
We're talking this morning with Fonzo White, a Caldwell County grad, former Tiger. He's the boys basketball head coach at Taylor High School in Kokomo, Indiana now. And Fonzo, I remember when I first started doing ball games on the radio, I think you were a manager, and that was a long time ago, like I think in the 80s or something. So you and I have been actually talking basketball now for like 40 years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was that manager my sophomore year, and I just remember, you know, Coach Scott getting on to me and telling me that I can stick around and be a manager, and then he would throw me in a few drills. And obviously, you know, the junior year, I played a little bit of JV basketball, and then the senior year, Coach Scott gave me a chance and told me my role was to be a rebounder.
Yeah. What did you learn from Coach Scott, and do you still use some of those things in coaching today?
Well, I kind of use his humor, you know, and you take from every coach you're ever in contact with, you take a little bit of something from them and you try to make it your own. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing about education is I don't think a lot of students understand that we're in contact with teachers and coaches, and, you know, your thing is you take a little bit from those people and you find something that you like and you can make it into your own to make yourself better in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, I think with Coach Scott, you know, I just remember, you know, he would always, you know, stand there with that look on his face and stare you down and just shake at you. And, you know, he would look at a guy like Mike Fralix or someone, and he'll be like, oh, you're trying to be like him. And he goes, I'll put you on the line like I put him on the line. You know, just little things like that. And then, again, you know, like Richie Hughes was the JV coach at the time. And, you know, just the toughness that Coach Hughes brought from the football field to the basketball court. And those are things that I like, and I like, you know, I have two sport athletes here, and I just try to have that toughness that comes from football transfer to the basketball court. And, you know, just different things from those guys that I learned at the high school level. And, you know, those are the memories that you can never get back, in a sense. You know, you wish you could go back and relive those days, but you can't.
Yeah, you look back in the 80s, we might have been spoiled a little bit, Fonzo, because Caldwell County basketball had some really good teams and some really good players back in that time.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, you got guys like Mike Gray, David, I mean, Victor. I mean, you got the, especially the Gray boys, and then you had the Rileys. And, I mean, there was always good players coming in and out that gym. And then, obviously, you know, with Fralix going to West Kentucky and knocking down some nice shots in the NCAA tournament and things like that.
Yeah, there were some good times for basketball around here. And how much do you keep up with the Tigers now? Do you still kind of look for that score every morning?
Well, I look at it like I was glancing at it last week just to check and see how things were going. I saw that the football team, you know, had some success. And, you know, I look back every now and then because, you know, some of my friends are there coaching and in the multiple sports there at Caldwell. And then I still have family there. So, you know, it's just nice to look back and see how everyone is doing. And, you know, my niece and nephew both graduated here as of recently in the past 3 or 4 years or so. And, you know, you know, I look back and still watch and see what other kids are coming up through the system that I used to know at Dotson Park playing and stuff like that.
Do you get to come back to Caldwell County very often?
Not very often. I mean, I don't with coaching and everything. I mean, it's an all year round type of thing with coaching right now, and especially in Indiana here. I mean, you're busy from, you know, November to March with your season, and then you get just a week or two off, and then you're back at it come April, and you're going from April to the end of May with your out of season workout stuff, and then the month of June is just a full fledged. You're trying to get your kids in some games and get them to showcases and stuff like that, and then obviously you go through until like the second week of July after moratorium week, and then you're back at it when school starts in August. You get settled in, and then you got a certain date that you start your preseason workout to get right back at it. So doesn't really allow for very much time. And then in my off time, I mean, just this past summer, my daughter competes in USA Track and Field, and so she made it to the Junior Olympics. She made it to the Junior Olympics.
Wow.
This past summer in Savannah, Georgia, and finished sixth in the country and made USA Track and Field All-American list.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, tell us, how far is it to Kokomo from Princeton? How far away are you now?
From Princeton, about 5 hours now.
Okay. Do you get to watch much basketball on TV? Do you keep up with colleges? Or are you a UK fan or a Louisville fan or an Indiana fan?
I just watched that Kentucky Louisville game, and I think the Louisville fans are going crazy right now. And I think they won football and basketball, and I like everything that Coach Pope is doing over there at Kentucky. And you know, you watch it from afar, and you know, the new coach at Louisville, I mean, he brings a lot of energy, and you got to love that. And I think it's good for the state that you got two really, really good young coaches that are bringing a lot to the forefront to make their programs be the best in the country.
Yeah, I think Kentucky fans are panicking a little bit right now, but, you know, the Cats are 5-3, and the losses are to Louisville, Michigan State, and North Carolina. So I don't know that I'm in panic mode yet, but, you know, I think they need to work on a few things to get a little better.
I mean, they got a few things in the well. I mean, the kid from Lyon County is still there, right?
He's at Ole Miss now. He transferred down there.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's getting to play a little bit. He had 11 points the other night for him.
I lost track of him when he left there. I moved back this way because I was keeping up with it for a while, and I thought he would have did really well there.
Yeah, I think he's going to do pretty good at Ole Miss. And, you know, you coached in college a little bit. From high school to college basketball, I mean, that's a huge jump. I mean, it's just a different level of play.
Well, I don't think everyone thinks that every level is a big jump.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a different way of thinking, a different way of preparing yourself at the college level. You know, you don't worry too much at the high school level about how you fuel your body, what you're putting in your body, and how many calories you got to get in a day. At the college level, you got someone there that's telling you, hey, you need to eat this at this time, and you need to make sure you put 6,000 calories in your body at a given time and just do different things, and you need to work out this way, and you need to stretch this way, and all that stuff.
Hey, Fonzo, I appreciate you coming on this morning and talking basketball with us. Always good to catch up with you, and good luck to you guys there at Taylor.
Thank you, Todd. It's always a pleasure being able to talk to you and the great people of Princeton.
All right, good luck to you guys.
Hey, thank you, Todd.
Fonzo White, a former Caldwell County Tiger, Caldwell County grad, now the boys basketball head coach at Taylor High School in Kokomo, Indiana. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report. We'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For traditional listings or auctions, contact Atlas Real Estate and Auction Services, an experienced and trusted local firm. Estate, land, auctions, waterfront, and homes.
Uncover the charm of banking local with Fredonia Valley Bank, your steadfast financial partner since 1894. Through times of change, Fredonia Valley Bank remains by your side to handle your banking with a legacy of excellence. Discover strength in their local roots and experience the difference of genuine community banking. Embrace the mantra of living local. Eat, buy, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank. Local people, local decisions, and local commitment. Your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Struggling with ear infections, sinus problems, sleep apnea, or hearing loss? Caldwell Medical Center is excited to introduce a new specialized care, otolaryngology. Their expert ENT team offers comprehensive treatments from advanced diagnostics to tailored surgical solutions. Don't let ENT conditions hold you back. Visit them at caldwellmedical.com to learn more about these services and how they can help you breathe, sleep, and hear better. Caldwell Medical Center, expert care right here at home.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, appreciate Bonzo White coming on and talking some Indiana high school basketball with us this morning on the Sideline Report. Some Kentucky high school basketball tonight. The Caldwell County Tigers will open up the season over at Heritage Christian Academy in Hopkinsville. That's varsity only at 6 o'clock. Again, no radio tonight, but we will have radio Friday night when the Tigers and Lady Tigers both host Webster County at the Community Activities Building, a girls and boys doubleheader, and we'll have all the action tomorrow night for you right here on WPKY. Stay with us. We're going to talk to WPKY sportscaster Steve Cookie Hitko. When we come back, we'll continue with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations! It's a girl!
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Hey, it's Tess. WPKY has lost our sneaky little gnome, PK, and we need your help to find him. PK will be hiding in a different location every week, so follow the clues, find him, and take a selfie. Don't forget to text it to us at 270-963-9038. Enter every week. Each selfie gets you another entry for the grand prize drawing. There's no place like local for the holidays. 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Let's take a look at your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast for southwestern Kentucky. Mostly cloudy skies, 36 degrees this afternoon. North-northeast winds about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 23. A 20% chance of snow showers mixed in. 42 and partly sunny on Friday. 27, mostly cloudy on Friday night. Chances for precipitation return Saturday night. But back to this afternoon, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees.
We are back on the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us this morning. In the studio with us, WPKY's newest sportscaster, Steve Cookie Hitko, is with us this morning. Steve, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for asking me.
Yeah. First broadcast was Tuesday night. How did everything go down in Crittenden County?
As you can only imagine, if you know me at all, it was a little bit nerve-wracking the days ahead before the game and trying to keep up with every kid on the court. You know, obviously you know most of your kids, the Caldwell County kids. It's the visitors, and you're always afraid that you don't say a name correctly and you may get corrected by a parent that's listening. And so, but yeah, it went well. So excited to get that one under my belt anyway.
Yeah, the name thing is something that never goes away. You're always going to have a name or two that's either difficult to pronounce or just you can't quite come up with in your head for some reason.
Right. And that's, you know, a lot of times I see that because with our last name, you know, sometimes when we were kids, people would just stop. They just couldn't pronounce it. And I want to do justice anyway by calling the kids by their right name if I possibly can. So,
how many different ways have you had your last name misspelled?
Oh, there's no telling. I don't think there's enough paper that I could write everything or pronounce either way how it is. But so I do understand that you want to try to do the best you can when you're speaking about somebody.
Well, you've done everything else in sports. You know, you coached and you've played and you've run a youth organization and all those kind of things. You coached the middle school. You've coached tennis. I mean, what else?
That's a good question. Like I were telling you earlier, we were heading to Nashville a couple weekends ago, and my phone rings, and I didn't know the number, so I just let them leave a voicemail, and it happened to be Mr. Bill Booth out of the radio station. He left me a voicemail. Could I contact him? And I said, okay. So I called him when I had a chance, and he gave me what he thought that I might be interested in. I said, well, really, I'd like to sit down with you. It's not that I went out and pursued this. I just had an opportunity to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I went and met with him and Tom Rogers and Miss Tess over there one day and trying to get the particulars. And, you know, that's when the nerves started setting in, yeah. Tom. I mean, because a lot of times you do a tremendous job trying to keep up with everything that you do. And I thought, man, I don't know if I'm going to do justice enough for this, doing something like this. But, you know, Tuesday night was under my belt. I apologize again if I didn't get all the sponsors in. But as time goes on, hopefully I can get everybody, you know, recognized.
I think the second one will be easier. The first time you do one of those things, everything just kind of hits you all at once.
Well, it's like the other night. I mean, you know, working beside Nikki Dunbar up there, and, you know, we tried to hook things up. Thank goodness you were there to help, you know, get everything on the right page. And so that's what I told Mr. Booth and Tess and them, that, you know, I'm not very computer knowledgeable at all. And hooking things up, I'll able to mess something up. So, but they've been gracious enough to provide some people to go with us and help. So.
Years ago, when I started doing it, you actually had to have a phone line someplace to plug into to be able to do a ball game broadcast. And so the hookup thing is a little different now than it used to be.
Oh, well, I mean, it don't take much for me to get confused, I'll tell you. I mean, you know, like Nikki and I were talking on the way over there, we didn't know where we were going to be sitting. And, of course, when I talked to Coach Hodge and her husband about where they wanted me to set up or where us to set up, they had put a table down close to the court, and then, but they put it where a bunch of Crittenden County students were sitting. And I thought, I'm not really sure that this is going to be a perfect spot. But Dennis said, if you want to go up to the perch, which you were up there as well, then you can see it. And so I stood up most of the time because I'd always watch, in my opinion, the guru of broadcasting for the last several years, Dennis Stevens. I'd always watch him in action, and I kind of try to emulate some of the things that he did, and it's so much better to stand up and look at the court. And so, but like I said, you know, it worked well for the first game, I think.
I think I would much rather be up higher where I can see everything than sometimes when you're down on the court, it's good to be close to the floor, but there's a referee in front of you or somebody waiting at the scores table to check in and you can't see around them.
Yeah, so. I totally agree with that statement. You know, and maybe we'll find that situation at some of our away games this year, but I think we chose to stay up at top, you know, and where you can visually see the court real well and see what's going on behind the play more or less. And so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, this doesn't happen as much as it used to, but schools used to be really good about putting radio stations on the stage at the end of the floor. And it was good because there was nobody around you, but at the same time, it's kind of a weird look to try to call a game from.
And you know, and I think with Dennis telling me a lot of secrets and you telling me a lot of secrets where we need to set up, you know, like I said, I'm going in this blind, but I'm going to take all the criticism that people want to, you know, throw so we can make this work for everybody.
Yeah, back in the day, you had to have a lot of cords because sometimes you'd have to run a telephone cord, you know, off the stage, out the back, down the hallway, into somebody's classroom and or some the AD's office or something like that to try to plug in. So at least we don't have that problem anymore. Yeah,
we haven't yet. I mean, you know, like I said, and I was trying to ask Dennis, and you know, a lot of times when games you're calling, are you ever near the court? And I think he said at Madisonville. And
yeah, you'll be down on the, floor,
on the court. And then maybe at Hopkins Central, you're on the court. I do know at Katie's, you're up in the perch kind of.
Well,
like,
they actually got rid of that, so I'm not sure exactly where you'll be. Well, you might be on the floor over there or on the stage again, you know.
So, I mean, there's a lot of different things that I guess we'll come across whenever we get to that. So,
yeah, they've actually done a lot of refurnishing over in the Trigg County Gym. They've redone the floor, redone the bleachers.
Right.
I think they've put an elevator in so you can get down to the floor. But I believe they took the old box up top out, which I kind of hate it because to me that was a perfect place. It was a little cramped. You know, it was a little tough to get into.
Right.
But when you're up there, it was the perfect view of the floor to call a game from.
Yeah, and I think up high will be an advantage for those that are calling the game to where you can see everything.
Yeah.
So if you're on the court, like you said earlier, I mean, you're not going to see the backside. The official's going to be in your way or something's going on. You'll have to keep moving. Yeah. So
what were your thoughts, though, on doing play-by-play?
Well, I mean, like I said earlier, you want to do justice for all the players because that's what we're supposed to be doing is recognizing our young people in this. And the play-by-play wasn't that bad. It's just in basketball, a little different than maybe football. I mean, when the ball goes up, I mean, they're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, they make a basket, the ball's in play, and then you got to keep up with, you know, into who it is and down the court and passes and – it was a little hectic, I would say, if that's a good way to put it. I think that as long as you got somebody by your side and to help you out, it makes it a little better.
Now, you sat in on a football game this year, right?
I did.
Yeah.
The Optimus had put out there, and I bid on that because, knowing football a little bit, I like doing that, and I got to sit in. They asked me what game I wanted to do, and of course I looked at the schedule, and I thought, man, I'd like to do that Mayfield game.
Oh,
I'm not saying that was a great choice right now, but I did, and I got to sit in with Dennis and Ken, and just follow their lead, and got to be able to see that. Just wasn't a very good game to watch, I guess.
Yeah, football at least gives you a little time between plays to talk about it.
Yep.
Sometimes in basketball, you don't get a stop for a while.
That's right. And of course, when trying to plug in all the sponsors, when it's a bank shot or a free throw or a three-point shot, and I've got all these papers sitting in front of me trying to get to it, and I'm reading it, and a play happens that I miss. And so it's a pretty fast-paced game.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's always good, though, that it gives you something to talk about. You don't have to – like in baseball or softball sometimes, when you do one of those games, you kind of have to have some material because it's a little bit slower.
Yeah.
But in basketball, you don't really need as much extra material because the game kind of takes care of that for you.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And that's the reason that I guess when we have the sponsors, we try to get them on in the commercial break and things like that. It kind of gives, I guess, me mainly a little time to breathe and think about what I'm going to be doing next.
Well, is Nikki going to help you all the games, or are you going to have some people kind of rotate in?
I've
on
got
that?
Some people rotated, and I shouldn't say I because Nikki had expressed to Mr. Booth that he would like to do both games or a lot of the games. And so this is before I found out that Nikki was going to do it, and I thought, my goodness, I don't know if I can do it by myself because they had approached me about doing the score, keeping up with all of that and still do the play-by-play. And I'm going, oh, my goodness, you're going to make it even harder. So I'd reached out to a couple of people. Obviously, tomorrow night, Nikki and I are going to do the girls' game, but I brought Dennis Stevens back, he's going to help me tomorrow night with the boys' game. And so as I looked at the schedule that Mr. Booth had given me, Nikki doing girls last year, I kind of just left him do the girls most of the year with me, unless there was a change that he couldn't or maybe I couldn't or something. And then I kind of filled in some areas with Tori Hammett is going to do some broadcasting with me. And then, of course, Daniel, my son, is going to fill in a few games. And so we're going to do that, kind of mix it up a little bit. Hopefully it goes well, that everybody will, see that we're trying to do the best we can.
Yeah. Daniel helped us do a couple of baseball games a year or two ago. So
oh,
that was
really?
Good.
Yeah. So, well, I may have to follow his lead then.
Yeah, so he's got a game or two up on you, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's a reason I'd call Daniel and ask him because he knows basketball just about as good as anybody, I guess. And he can help and he can see things that maybe I didn't understand or don't know what's going on. So I've given each one of them a schedule. And I just told them if something comes up where you can't do it, if you'll let me know, then we'll get somebody to fill in. So
we're talking this morning with Steve Cookie Hicko, who's calling the ball games here on WPKY this season. And what were your thoughts kind of on the Lady Tigers the other night? A tough loss, but, you know, I think there's some promise there.
Well, there is. And, you know, like I talked to Coach Thomas pregame, you know, about the injury report. And I knew she had a young lady, a senior, that was out. And, of course, that means leadership when you have something like that. And, of course, in the madness they had up at Caldwell County, the Tiger Madness, I was able to sit up at top and kind of observe some of the kids that were playing so I'd have a better idea of what, you know, went on during the season. And but Melissa told me that Creighton County is a good basketball team, and they've been that way for several years. Coach Hodge does a tremendous job with the girls over there, and she knew it was going to be a challenge going into the game. And, of course, not having one of her seniors and then, you know, things, she was having to use younger kids, but she was excited. And for the first game, you know, and we talked post-game after the game that, you know, I don't think one game to determine what your season's going to be like, in my opinion. And they're young, but I think she likes a challenge. And I think that they'll improve, you know, with every game. Now, I know Webster County, over the past several years, they've been one of the premier teams in the region as far as girls. And I kind of went on and looked at their roster, but I saw they didn't have many girls out.
Yeah.
Now, that could be a problem all around the area here with kids not coming out. So,
yeah, I think that's a consistent theme in a lot of programs is that there just aren't a whole lot of people. And the guys play over at Heritage Christian tonight, and there's no JV game because Heritage Christian doesn't have enough players.
And see that, and that's, and, you know, I'm not going to say it's, well, it is kind of sad to most teams. They want to play.
Yeah.
And I can see where Heritage Christian doesn't have enough kids over there, a small private school. And but there again, you got to play the game.
Yeah.
And that's what these Coach Thomas is doing with the younger girls because I noticed that the Whitaker girl, only a seventh grader, and she got a lot of playing time the other night as a seventh grader. So there's promises there, and I think Coach Thomas will take care as the season goes on.
Well, Crittenden County was a difficult way to start because I think they have six seniors back, their entire starting lineup back from last season. I think the team that beat them in the region was Henderson.
Right.
So, and Henderson's won what, five, six, seven, however many in a row region championships.
Yep.
So Crittenden thinks they're really good. As a matter of fact, they're playing Marshall County down there tonight. So they've kind of upped their schedule a little bit for this season.
Yeah. And I don't blame them. I mean, you know, to get to the quality of basketball you want your players, whether it be any sport, you want to play the teams that are pretty good. And hopefully that, you know, you see that in a lot of ways. It makes you better. Like Coach Thomas said, she goes, right now we're just trying to find a continuity between all of our kids playing. And we really want to improve every game. And by February, they start, you know, going from there. So we'll see.
It's like the Kentucky Wildcats. You know, we talked about it this morning a little bit with Fonzo.
Yeah.
They're 5-3. People are wanting to jump ship. And, you know, I know there's already calls to get rid of Mark Pope.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, they're 5-3. And the losses have been to Louisville, Michigan State, and North Carolina.
Carolina.
Now, I thought they kind of blew the Carolina game.
Right.
I didn't think the effort was good in the other two. But those are things that you can fix, you know.
And I think Coach Pope will. I mean, there's some things that, I mean, you know, you lose, what, Jalen Lowe, is that his name,
the point guard? That was tough.
And you take a kid and you put him in that position, it's probably a two or a three maybe. And you know, I don't – No, it may be a little early to you know, we all Kentucky fans, or most of us are, I guess. We're frustrated when they lose.
Right.
And we try to point fingers, and sometimes if we give them a little time, maybe, just maybe, that they'll improve.
Yeah, they had a big long stretch the other night where they didn't score in the second half. I think they were up about six at the time and ended up behind after that, and it just – you can't waste possessions in basketball the way they did down the stretch and expect to win. But, again, that's something you can fix. It's not like the players aren't there.
Right.
You just have to fix some things.
Well, I mean, didn't it go 8 or 9 minutes without scoring?
A long time.
I mean, that's a long time not scoring a basket somehow.
But I think Carolina had a stretch where they didn't score either because the score stayed about the same for a long, long time.
Right. And I thought, well, okay, maybe. And then, of course, I think as the game went on, everybody, if you're a Kentucky fan, was hoping they'd pull it out. But I think they were waiting for the next game that was going to come up and see how that went. And we all know how that went. Yeah. So, basketball's up on us, high school, college, and it's going to be a pretty exciting year, I think.
We're talking with Steve Cookie-Hitko this morning on the Sideline Report. We need to get to a break. We'll have more right after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. All ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
Fredonia Valley Bank, thriving within our community since 1894. Its roots run as deep as the valley itself. Much has evolved since 1894, but Fredonia Valley Bank's dedication to being your hometown financial institution remains unwavering. In this era of financial unpredictability, you can rely on Fredonia Valley Bank's impressive years of exceptional service. Place your trust in them as they are prepared to care for your needs. Fredonia Valley Bank, local people, local decisions, and local commitment, your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing. And if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note all in about 20 minutes without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa's sleigh stops are making their way across our community. Don't miss a chance to shop local and save in the Big Deal Store. While supplies last, you get your big deal today from the Krusty Pig.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Shop local and save local with Santa's sleigh stops.
Visit our website and start saving now on the Big Deals page.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Steve Cookie-Hitko in the studio with us, and the next broadcast coming up Friday night against Webster County out here at the Community Activities Building. And tonight the Tigers will be on the road at Heritage Christian Academy. No radio broadcast tonight, but we will have coverage later over at yoursportsedge.com, so you can check that out. And Steve, hopefully the guys can get started off on the right foot. I know the injury to Cam Wilson kind of took something away from the season, but yeah. I think that just gives a lot of younger guys a chance to step in and show what they can do.
Yeah, I agree with that statement too, Todd. I mean, you know, obviously they're ready to, I guess, start playing other teams besides practicing against themselves. And I know Monday night with the Mother Nature coming in and not being able to play, I just kind of feel like they're excited about getting on the court, and I know Coach Mitchell is. I talked to him briefly last week, and you know, with the loss of Cam Wilson, it was detrimental to the team, obviously, but that gives the other kids, like you said, a chance to play. And we wish the best for Cam and his rehabbing, that comes back. So football season for him will be around the corner, and he'll get back at it. But he's a nice young athlete, I do know that.
You know, when you look at the 7th district this season, it looks like Madisonville finally might be down just a little bit after winning 16 straight district championships. But then you look, and everybody's picking Hopkins County Central to be one of the top teams in the region. So you can't catch a break.
Yeah, and of course, like you shared with me the other night, you know, with all these transfers going on, and some of the better teams are getting other kids from other places, and You know, I don't know how they do it, but they do a good job, whoever does it. And
well, we need a transfer portal so you can keep up with everything.
I believe. I don't know if they're not doing NIL in the high school basketball and, you know, sports. So,
well, did you hear Fonzo say that that's kind of becoming a thing in Indiana, that they've actually approved NIL things for high school athletes?
No, I did not hear that. Yeah. But it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all that they're doing something like that. There's a lot of things that we probably don't know behind the scenes that people are doing. And, you know.
Well, the unfortunate truth is anymore, anybody that wins a state championship or goes deep in the playoffs, right, I guarantee you they've got a player or two or three that didn't start out at their school.
Well, didn't you tell me the other night that Zion Harmon, was it you that told me or somebody said in high school he had left maybe a football game and went to another school to play basketball, and he's been around. He's had like, I don't know what grade he's in, he may be a senior somewhere, but he's been to like four or five different schools in four or five different years.
I think he's been to a couple of different colleges.
Well,
now.
That's what probably. See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't quite understand all the logistics about all of that, but you know,
I think he played for DG in Bowling Green.
Yes,
and he was at Adair County at some point. He was at Marshall County at some point. But, so, you know, if you move around a lot, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're. I don't know. I mean, I get my own opinion about that, but. I don't know how, you know, people can, I guess, live with themselves when they have to go out and recruit players just for a win.
Yeah.
You know, and that may be what it's all about to them is winning. But I think developing young people at an early age to become citizens, I guess, you know, and it should take place somewhere.
Well, I think if you go back in sports, college and high school both, I think sports were started not as a way to win championships, but as a way to, like, meet other people and compete against other schools and kind of share knowledge and share information. And, of course, I don't know if we do the conversation thing like we used to 100 years ago or not, but that's what it would be a big deal when a team would come to your place or you'd go to their place and play. And, you know, I always say college football got along fine for 100 years without playoffs. High school football in Kentucky got along fine for 50 or 60 years without any playoffs. Now it's all about, did we win a championship?
Yeah. And that's, you know, it mostly like in this weekend, the finals in Lexington for high school. I mean, you know, they're supposed to be the best teams up there, but sometimes one of the best teams gets knocked out in the semis or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so you're really not having it. And so I don't know where we're going. We can get started on that sanction stuff.
But, I think at some point, though, that – and we're almost there anyway.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to go to school someplace, that's just where they're going to go to school. And – you know, there's so many transfers now that you couldn't even go out and try to fight it.
Yeah, I mean, look at the situation in Hopkinsville. I'm not saying they do this, but a kid can go to Christian County and do one sport, and then when that season or that sport's over, then he can go over to Hopkinsville or some place and play another sport. And I just haven't wrapped my around that just yet.
Just different times.
It is.
We do want to say good luck to Will Barnes, though. He's coaching in the state championship game.
Yeah, and Coach Barnes will do a tremendous job. I mean, you know, he's a remnant of his dad, I guess, and knowing his dad for several years when he was around here, Will has that reputation of following what his dad wants to do, and that's play fast.
Yeah.
And I think, but no, congratulations or congrats to Will for his season, his team season, and best of luck to him and the Owensboro Red Devils in the state tournament this weekend.
He's the offensive coordinator there, and they play Saturday night against Pulaski County. I don't know that Owensboro's had a close game since they started the year with St. X and Christian Academy of Louisville, which are St. X lost, last week to Trinity?
Right.
Cal is still going. They're in the 3A championship, I believe. So since then, Owensboro hasn't lost, and I think they had maybe one close game, and that was Owensboro Catholic, and I think they're still playing.
Yeah, and Murray, you know, with you know, when we face them this year, so That's probably, you know, a couple of teams in Western Kentucky that we finally get to play in a state championship. It's not those Louisville or Lexington teams that's always playing in it. So, but yeah, congrats to the local teams around here playing in the state tournament.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY Princeton. Thanks for joining us this morning. Steve, appreciate you coming in, and good luck to you guys Friday night on the broadcast.
Okay, thanks so much, Todd.
That is Steve Cookie-Hicko. Again, we'll have Tiger and Lady Tiger basketball action for you Friday night. Webster County comes to the Cab Gym, and you can hear both games here on WPKY. No broadcast tonight. The Tigers will go over to Heritage Christian. That's varsity only at 6 o'clock tonight, and we'll have complete coverage following the game over at yoursportsedge.com. I appreciate Fonzo White joining us this morning from Taylor High School in Kokomo, Indiana, where he's the boys' basketball head coach. Appreciate you listening to us here on the Sideline Report this morning. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and yoursportsedge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.